Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Aparajita Nair with the World News. The headlines. India and Italy agree to elevate ties to special strategic partnership. Both sides ink 15 agreements to boost bilateral cooperation in key areas, including critical minerals, defense and agriculture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi receives FAO's highest honour Agricola Medal, dedicates award to farmers of India. India to remain world's fastest growing major economy with 6.4% growth this year, despite West Asia conflict, says UN report. India and UAE set a target of $200 billion bilateral trade by year 2032. India and Italy today finalized 15 outcomes across diverse sectors. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart Giorgia Meloni in Rome today. The outcomes mark the elevation of bilateral relations to a special strategic partnership. Both sides also inked several memorandums of understanding to deepen cooperation in areas including critical minerals, defense, agriculture, Ayurveda, science and technology, maritime transport and ports. India and Italy also agreed to strengthen coordination against tax crimes, money laundering and terror financing. In a press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-2029 will provide a practical and futuristic framework for bilateral ties. He said both sides are working towards establishing an India-Italy Innovation Centre and noted that the India-Italy Defence Industrial Roadmap has opened new avenues for co-development and co-production in the defence sector. Mr. Modi stressed that India and Italy are united in viewing terrorism as a serious threat to humanity and underline the need for strong action against terror financing networks.
भारत और इटली एकमत है कि आतंकवाद मानवता के लिए गंभीर चुनौती है। टेरर फाइनेंसिंग के खिलाफ हमारी साझा पहल ने पूरे विश्व के सामने एक महत्वपूर्ण उदाहरण प्रस्तुत किया है। यूक्रेन, पश्चिम एशिया तथा अन्य तनावों को लेकर हम लगातार संपर्क में रहे हैं। भारत का मत स्पष्ट है कि सभी समस्याओं का समाधान डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से होना चाहिए।
Speaking on the occasion, Italian Prime Minister Meloni emphasized the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation in the Indo-Pacific and strengthening cooperation across key sectors.
Italy and India share a joint vision on many of the huge challenges of our times, rules, economic security, the resilience of the value chains, the promotion of peace, inclusive development. It is extremely important to have freedom of navigation in the Indo-Pacific sector is where we share the same vision of a free, inclusive and open Indo-Pacific.
Prime Minister Modi also called on Italian President Sergio Mattarella and held discussions on further expanding the bilateral partnership in areas such as trade, technology, clean energy and culture. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi was conferred the prestigious Agricola Medal by the Food and Agriculture Organization at its headquarters in Rome. The medal was presented by FAO Director General Chu Dongyu. Receiving the award, Mr. Modi dedicated the honour to India's millions of farmers, livestock rearers, fish farmers, agricultural scientists and workers.
ये भारत के करोड़ों किसानों, पशुपालकों, मत्स्य पालकों, कृषि वैज्ञानिकों और हमारे श्रमिकों का सम्मान है। यह भारत की उस अटूट प्रतिबद्धता का भी सम्मान है, जिसके केंद्र में मानव कल्याण, खाद्य सुरक्षा और सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट है। मैं इस मेडल को अत्यंत विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करते हुए भारत के अन्नदाताओं को यह मेडल समर्पित करता हूं।
The Agricola Medal is the highest honor conferred by the Director General of the FAO. It is awarded to distinguished world leaders and individuals for exceptional and long-term contributions to global food security, sustainable agriculture, poverty reduction and improved nutrition. Mr. Modi reached Italy yesterday on the fifth and final leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visits to Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands and UAE. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met South Korean Minister for Defence Acquisition Programme Administration Lee Yong-chul in Seoul. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, both sides agreed to harness the symbiotic efforts to create avenues for joint development, joint production and joint exports. He added that the roadmap to unlock the potential of the ambitious KINDX initiative to synergize the innovation ecosystems of two countries was also deliberated. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India is set to remain the world's fastest growing major economy as the United Nations in its report projected a growth rate of 6.4% this year for the country despite global uncertainty caused by the West Asia conflict. UN senior economist Ingo Pitelli briefing reporters on the mid-year update to the World Economic Situation and Prospects report yesterday said India's strong consumer demand, public investment and growth in services exports continue to support its economy. Director of UN's Economic Analysis and Policy Division Shantanu Mukherjee also noted that India's diversified energy sources, strong refining capacity, large foreign exchange reserves and fiscal flexibility could help cushion the impact of rising oil prices caused by tensions in the West Asia and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. Bilateral trade between India and the UAE have crossed the $100 billion US dollar mark with the help of Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. During an event in New Delhi, UAE Ambassador to India Abdul Nasser Al-Shali said, both the countries have set a target of $200 billion US dollars bilateral trade by the year 2032. He said the trade agreement has significantly deepened economic ties between the two countries since its launch in 2022. The ambassador also said that bilateral trade growth under the agreement has remained strong. President of Cyprus, Nikos Christodoulidis, today arrived in Mumbai on a four-day visit to India. He was received by Maharashtra Governor Jishnu Dev Verma and Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis at the Mumbai airport. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal in a social media post said that both the countries share time-tested and close relations rooted in shared values and strong people-to-people ties. He noted that his visit highlights the growing momentum of India-Cyprus partnership. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks in Beijing today, focusing on bilateral relations and key global issues including Iran, the Ukraine conflict and international trade. Both nations highlighted growing cooperation in trade, energy and security, with bilateral trade surpassing $200 billion US dollars. The meeting came shortly after US President Donald Trump recently visited China for discussions with Xi on regional and global developments. In China, 12 people have died as heavy rain and floods continue to batter several regions. State media reports said the worst hit areas include Hunan, Hubei and Guizhou provinces. In Hunan province, 5 people were killed and 11 remain missing after torrential rain triggered severe flooding in Ximen County. In neighbouring Hubei province, 3 people died and 4 are missing. Meanwhile, in Guizhou province, 4 people lost their lives and 5 others remain missing. The World Health Organization today said that the risk of spread of the Ebola virus in Congo and Uganda is high at national and regional levels but low at the global level. WHO has declared the Ebola outbreak a public health emergency of international concern, requiring a coordinated response. The risk assessment came as the leader of the WHO team in Congo said the outbreak, which has led to 134 suspected deaths, could last at least another 2 months as aid efforts intensified on to stem the spread. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Italy agree to elevate ties to special strategic partnership. Both sides ink 15 agreements to boost bilateral cooperation in key areas including critical minerals, defence and agriculture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi receives FAO's highest honour, Agricola Medal, dedicates award to farmers of India. India to remain world's fastest growing major economy with 6.4% growth this year despite West Asia conflict, says UN report. India and UAE set a target of $200 billion US dollars bilateral trade by year 2032. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. And for more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.